Community radio at its best. That's CKUW 95.9 FM downtown Winnipeg.
Presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular hosts will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
way to another dimension. A dimension of pure chaos. Pure evil.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to Informus Obscurum for Metal Mondays on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We've got a good mix of technical and simple on today's show. We'll be doing lots of back and forth, you know, palate cleansers and going to the technical space. Lots of genre crossing also today, too. So today we started off here with My Garden. The opening track from the new album from Agriculture. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend checking this out. The Spiritual Sound, it came out a little over a month ago on October 3rd, and this album's a banger. Nice and short, doesn't overstay its welcome. It's one of the best of the year, and it sits loftily aside Deaf Heaven's Lonely People with Power, also recorded or released earlier this year. Yeah, he's kind of in the same genre of the indie rock, black metal, shoegaze kind of blend of things. Yeah, it's not true cult, but it's like, you know, cool. It's a progression. Okay, so we're going to jump right back in. We're going to do a few more tracks from them, and then we'll have a little chat and see some get some simpler stuff going on. All right, so next we got Serenity. And Bodhidharma. Let's take a listen.
Yeah. drift out from the cloud of sitting under 10 grams of weight. Feels like you're gonna hurt forever. What do you need? Thank you.
great stuff on this album. So that was Serenity and Bodhidharma, both from that new album from Agriculture, The Spiritual Sound. I was never really sold on Agriculture prior to this, but after listening to this album, I think I'm going to go back through their back catalog because I've really developed a taste for it. This is going to be one of the best of the year, I think. Yeah, I was musing to myself on about the genre blending. Musing about this modern wave of shoegaze, black metal, indie rock sound that has been developing over the past decade or so. I'm not as familiar with it. Like, I mean, beyond Deaf Heaven, I've tried Liturgy a little bit, but it's still something that's, like, growing on me. But yeah, like, historically, black metal has contained strong themes of dysphoria, discontent, and an expression of negativity towards life and towards the world. One thought I had to myself was that, you know, the powers of indie rock just didn't have enough oomph or stopping power or connection to negativity that's something that black metal has. But by blending them, you get this whole new expression of sadness, something that pure black, true cult black metal can't tap into or won't tap into. You know, and I'll get to that in my next point, because I think black metal is also weirdly like this hyper-masculine thing. And, I mean, I have done a lot of research in black metal, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of homophobia in it. Yeah, I'll get on this. So this next point, like, so I have these discussions with a friend often, like a metal friend. I refer to him a lot on this show. He's one of my many friends I find here in the darkness of Informus Obscura. But whereas I am a disembodied voice, I consider him kind of, I'll call him the Tesseract. So from now on, when I'm referring to him, I'll just call him the Tesseract. But I was talking to him about this album from Agriculture. Like he was saying about black metal feels, like lots of feelings in it. And he's saying it was really beautiful how the best modern black metal bands are all gay and trans or LGBT. And I was like, yeah, that is interesting. And I hadn't really noticed it until he mentioned it. But I said, kind of paraphrasing myself, black metal is the best musical genre for expressing dysphoria and melancholy. So it would make sense that individuals feeling this intense gender dysphoria and the feelings from how they are treated by the world at large are best communicated through black metal. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you disagree, maybe you don't, but it's interesting to think about. Because you look at some of these bands, even some that I've played here, like that Electromancy, that guy, or that, sorry, that person making that that kind of electric black metal with robots. Of course, Agriculture, there is a queer or trans person in the band, and then you have a band like Liturgy. I don't think Deaf Heaven has anyone like that, but I think there's tons of these black gays, kind of new wave of American black metal-ish black gays bands that have this. Interesting ideas. Okay, so I said we were going to go simple after this, but we're going to go technical and prog and weird to the extreme. Between the Buried and Me released a new album. It was okay. I like most of their stuff, I would say. So we're going to start off with, we're going to take a little observation of their progression of weirdness and progness and heaviness and their sound, developing their sound. So we'll start off with, and we'll take breaks in between just each song, because these are going to be 10 plus minutes each. So we'll start off with a song from 2007's Colors, Son of Nothing.
Go away.
Well, I guess it abruptly ends there, because it was just going to flow right into the next song, as prog masterpiece albums tend to do. So there, as you can tell, there's genre mixing galore in this band, if you haven't heard them before. Though the album, The Colors, it still sounds largely metal. There are still a few snippets of the goofy bits, but they're still largely overwhelmed by the metal elements. And as you'll hear in the coming tracks, the goofy bits increase by quite a bit, and I was thinking about this the other day. I'm undecided. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I guess I don't really care that they're in there. Maybe it's just like a little palate cleanser, mental palate cleanser that they do to get you into the next groove. So instead of trying to make some cool transition, they say, screw it, we're just going to put this goofy sound of a cartoon running away. Like, there's one song on Colors 2 that literally sounds like, you know, when, let's say Speedy Gonzalez or something like that gets his legs going and zipping around, it's that cartoon sound. Hilarious. I don't know what they're thinking. Anyways. Yeah, Colors. Son of Nothing. Lots of great grooves, cool polyrhythms. That's what they're all about. Going back to this one, listening to this album, in preparation for this, I found the production a bit thin. But sometimes I feel like that's just a recency bias kind of thing, right? Like, you know, with modern production and maybe the choices that are being made nowadays, things just sound a little bit different. And maybe that's why all these bands are remastering all their albums all the time. I first heard Colors back in high school when a friend showed it to me. I thought it was okay. I think I remember the track Ants of the Sky. But the music as a whole, what I'm saying to myself now, it wasn't dumb enough for me. At the time, I was still listening to a lot of Slayer and Megadeth, like, exclusively, and a slew of other groove metal bands, you know, your Pantera, your Devil Driver, you know, all that cool stuff. So it just didn't, I couldn't be patient enough for it. We'll contrast what we just heard, Son of Nothing, with the next track. This next one came out on Colors 2 back in 2021. I thought of doing something from one of the other albums in the 2010s, but I'm not really as familiar with it. I kind of only came back into BT Bam with Colors 2, and I really liked it, even though it is kind of, there's some goofy parts in it, but like, I liked it. I think it's good. So this next one we'll play and we'll hop into it. It's called Human as Hell, Another One with Love.
Oh, sanity that keeps us human. The day dissolved.
Listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am a voice in the abyss, acting as your host and guide. I remember watching Anthony Fantano's review of this album, Colors 2, that is, and he didn't like it that much. I think he gave it a 4 or 5. I think that's a bit harsh, but then again, he's got his own way of assessing albums and his own tastes, whatever. Although, and that is to say, he did quite like Colors, and always and has for a while. But I think in particular, the goofy sounds threw him off. There aren't many of the goofy sounds in this track, but throughout the album. Like, The Future Is Behind Us, and I forget some of the other track names, but yeah, there's some silly stuff going on there. You know, and I wouldn't blame anyone for not liking it because of that. It's a weird, weird thing. But it is interesting that they called this album Colors 2. I don't really think this sounds like a rehash or a quote-unquote going back to our previous sound that some bands do. You know, maybe for the band they felt this, they were tapping into the same brain space or flow state or creative process they had during Colors, or that just that, I think I read a review, something about how, oh yeah, each of the songs flow into each other like Colors or something, I don't know. Sonically, like, I don't think this album resembles Colors all that much, other than the fact that, yeah, it sounds like a BT BAM album. But then again, I am not as knowledgeable or familiar with their discography. Speaking of people who are familiar with their discography, I think the Tesseract, my friend, he once told me that the main brainchild in this band is the bass player / keyboardist Dan Riggs, and is often the one that's like pushing to do all this like weirder stuff. So I was having this discussion on how that can often be the case. We were talking about it, and he was explaining to me that, this is actually, like, pretty common, you know, in some of these bands. There might be one person hidden behind a keyboard or a bass guitar or even a set of drums doing an immense amount of work. So these examples, like John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin or Ray Manzarek of The Doors, even Brian Dailer of Mastodon wrote, like, a lot of the songs on guitar, like Iron Tusk and some other songs, some of the earlier ones like that. We'll move on to the last song in our short study of Between the Buried and Me. This last track will be called Psychomantium, and it is from their most recent album that was released, I don't know, a month or two ago, called The Blue Nowhere.